This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. And they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com.
You may do so.
Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
That's radioprogram@AOL.com. If you'd like to make an appointment, call the office, 212-779-1744. Again, that's 212-779-1744. You'll speak to Grimaldi. She will set you up. I have patients from all over the country. There's no reason for you to come to New York if you would like a consultation with me. We could do it over the phone. I do it all the time. Otherwise, you can come see me in New York at 635 Madison Avenue, 14th floor. It's on Madison Avenue between 59th and 60th Streets. So I've got a question here from Ron. Ron writes, on a recent response to what is the one thing we could do in the US to improve health, right? I wrote an article in the Intelligent Medicine newsletter. And just as an aside, if you don't receive the Intelligent Medicine newsletter, it does come out once a week, usually on Thursday. It is free, and you can subscribe by going to drhoffman.com. That's drhoffman.com. Click on subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine newsletter. You can unsubscribe at any time, and we never use your email for any other purpose other than sending you the weekly newsletter, which is free. So I wrote an article recently there about what if you can make one health change to make us a healthier nation, what would that be? And I talked about the elimination of processed foods and sugars, refined carbohydrates, all of that, and just to eat whole unprocessed food the way it's found in nature, we could indeed become a healthier nation. Now, Ron is asking me, in that article, you mentioned that we can now add Alzheimer's disease to the chronic diseases that we can attribute to our collective diet. Would you please elaborate? Thanks from Ron, a longtime listener. Yes, I will elaborate, and thank you for this great question. We know about the twin epidemics of obesity and diabetes. And that's what I wrote about in the article, the diabesity epidemic. We now have a burgeoning third epidemic, Alzheimer's disease. We, in integrative and functional medicine, are actually calling this type 3 diabetes. You will hear Dr. Dale Bredesen talk about it. You will hear Dr. David Perlmutter, neurologist in Florida, talk about it. If you've read his book, Grain Brain, he really takes a deep dive into it about how all these processed carbohydrates and sugars are adversely impacting the brain, where the brain is no longer utilizing glucose well. It's insulin resistance of the brain. And then to get into a lipolysis ketosis metabolism, a fat-burning metabolism, which that's what I'm describing here, helps the brain use ketones for energy rather than glucose and can help slow the progression, even stop, even reverse. Yes, I said reverse the progression to Alzheimer's. Apparently, Alzheimer's disease may be yet another lifestyle choice along with obesity and type 2 diabetes. Type 1 diabetes is different in that type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune condition where the immune system is attacking the cells in the pancreas, the islets of Langerhans, responsible for producing insulin, destroys it. Therefore, the pancreas can no longer make insulin. That's when you become a type 1 diabetic and you need to self-administer insulin. That is different. But type 1 diabetes also, type 2 diabetes can get to the point, if you're a very late stage diabetic, you've gone undiagnosed for years and years with type 2 diabetes, what's happened then is the pancreas has gotten very tired secreting, producing all of that insulin, that it's worn out and it's no longer producing any more insulin. Then you effectively become a type 1 diabetic, not due to autoimmunity, but due to your pancreas is no longer producing insulin. And then you have to self-administer insulin. So our burgeoning epidemic, we're calling it type 3 diabetes, also known as Alzheimer's disease. So you want to be able to change your diet if you have high blood sugars. Any patients who come in to see us complaining of memory loss, they're afraid of dementia, they have a history of Alzheimer's, how can they keep it at bay? How can they make sure that they never get it? We look at inflammation markers in the body like C-reactive protein, but more importantly, we look at blood sugar. And we're not only looking at a fasting glucose, we're looking at glucose tolerance tests, we're looking at insulin levels, we're looking at hemoglobin A1C levels, we're looking at glycomark levels, which is different from a hemoglobin A1C. And you could read about the differences between the hemoglobin A1C and the glycomark when you go to drhoffman.com. You'll read it. We have several articles about that, Dr. Hoffman and myself do. And so you could read more about that. But these are the things we look for. We look for deficiencies. Certainly we look for deficiencies. Anybody coming in complaining of short-term memory loss or the memory isn't what it used to be, what's going on here? Could it be a B12 deficiency? Could it be some other kind of micronutrient deficiency? Could it be infection? And did you know that doctors and practitioners are regularly testing for syphilis? Yeah, when anyone is complaining of dementia, syphilis apparently has made a comeback. Wow, everybody beware. Syphilis can cause neurological disorders, especially later stage. Syphilis, you know, your brain is pretty much your memory is being compromised due to syphilis. So that's something that doctors and other practitioners are testing for now, interestingly. So Alzheimer's disease, and I'm responding to Ron's question, is type 3 diabetes of the brain? The antidote may be a ketogenic diet, a very, very low carb diet, where you switch from a blood sugar burning metabolism to a fat burning metabolism, where the brain is then using ketones for fuel and is better adapted to use ketones for fuel than glucose, thereby stopping the progression of Alzheimer's and possibly reversing, if you really do the diet right. There have been studies done on MCT oil, medium chain triglyceride fats like coconut oil, right? Why do they use these fats in these trials for Alzheimer's? Because these medium chain triglycerides, such as coconut oil, instantly throw the body into a fat burning metabolism. They are demanded to be metabolized first. These are fats that are demanding to be metabolized first, effectively putting the body into ketosis. But to really do the diet right, you really also need to be doing a very low carb diet, less than 40 grams of carbs a day, for many even less than 20, to keep them in lipolysis ketosis. So part of Dr. Dale Bredesen's program to prevent and reverse cognitive decline, he's got a New York Times bestseller called the end of Alzheimer's. And Dr. Perlmutter has even said it is a monumental work. And Dr. Perlmutter, as you know, if you listen to these podcasts, is the author of Grain Brain. So Dr. Dale Bredesen, and you can hear Dr. Hoffman has interviewed Dr. Bredesen, I'm sure, on more than one occasion. If you go to drhoffman.com and click on listen, you can find those podcasts and you could listen to Dr. Bredesen yourself during those interviews with Dr. Hoffman. So he's got the first program to prevent and reverse cognitive decline. The book is called The End of Alzheimer's. Remember, this is a burgeoning epidemic that we need to stop in its tracks. And let me read you a little bit about this book. It's a groundbreaking plan to prevent and reverse Alzheimer's disease that fundamentally changes how we understand cognitive decline. Now, everyone knows someone who survived cancer, right? But until now, nobody knows anyone who has survived Alzheimer's disease. It is progressive. In this paradigm-shifting book, Dale Bredesen, MD, offers real hope to anyone looking to prevent and even reverse Alzheimer's disease and cognitive decline, revealing that Alzheimer's disease is not one condition as it is currently treated, but three. In his book, The End of Alzheimer's, he outlines 36 metabolic factors, which include micronutrients, hormone levels, sleep, that can trigger downsizing in the brain, cause the shrinking of the hippocampus part of the brain. You don't want to downsize your brain. You want to upsize it all your life. And this protocol shows how to rebalance these factors using lifestyle modifications, taking vitamin B12, eliminating gluten, and improving oral hygiene. And the results are impressive. Of the first 10 patients on the protocol, 9 displayed significant improvement within 3 to 6 months. Since then, the protocol has yielded similar results with hundreds more. Now, The End of Alzheimer's brings new hope to a broad audience of patients, caregivers, physicians, and treatment centers with a fascinating look inside the science and a complete step-by-step plan that fundamentally changes how we treat and even think about Alzheimer's. So this is interesting. I would encourage you, Ron, to get the book, and anybody else who is listening, let me read you some of the praise about Dr. Bredesen's book. Alzheimer's is a disease for which there is no cure. Dr. Bredesen's experimental program gives me hope that there are actions we can all take to care for our brains and keep Alzheimer's at bay. This is from Maria Shriver. And from Dr. David Perlmutter, who's a board-certified neurologist and author of the number one New York Times bestseller, Grain Brain and Brain Maker, says The End of Alzheimer's is a monumental work. Dr. Bredesen completely recontextualizes this devastating condition away from a mysterious and unsolvable process to one that is both preventable and, yes, reversible. Pinning our hopes on pharmaceutical research to develop a miraculous wonder drug has left both physicians and patients empty-handed. But now, this comprehensive approach offers solid results, bringing hope to so many. Here's additional praise from Dr. Mark Hyman. The End of Alzheimer's, for the first time, synthesizes the latest science into a practical plan that can reverse Alzheimer's and dramatically improve brain health and function. If you have a brain, read this book. Here is more praise from Chris Kresser. This book represents a major turning point in our approach to Alzheimer's disease. From viewing it as a mysterious and incurable affliction that is governed almost exclusively by our genes, to understanding it as a multifactorial condition that could be prevented and even reversed largely through nutrition and lifestyle change. For the first time ever, patients and families affected by Alzheimer's, as well as those at high risk for this devastating disease, truly have a reason to be hopeful. Chris Kresser, he is founder of the Kresser Institute for Functional and Evolutionary Medicine, author of New York Times bestseller, The Paleo Cure. So, a lot more praise here from Dr. Stephen Gundry, the author of The Plant Paradox, you know, the doctor who talks about lectins. He says, having spent several years implementing many of Dr. Bredesen's insights in my patients, I can assure you that following his advice can save yourself, your loved ones, and your friends from suffering from this preventable and reversible curse. It is reversible. Dr. Jeffrey Bland, the godfather, the grandfather of functional medicine, says, Dr. Dale Bredesen is a world-class neuroscientist / neurologist who, through his innovative and exacting research, has discovered a safe and effective approach to the prevention and treatment of Alzheimer's disease that will revolutionize the way we think about disease. From Dr. Patrick Hanaway, the end of Alzheimer's offers a new beginning in medicine, changing the focus from a singular disease to recognizing the systems-based approach required to care for the whole person. Dr. Bredesen translates the knowledge of science to the wisdom that helps heal our people and provide a vision for the end of Alzheimer's disease. And from Dr. Nathan Price, professor and associate director of the Institute for Systems Biology, in this engaging, heartfelt, and insightful book, Dr. Bredesen elucidates a bold new approach to Alzheimer's, rooted in decades of his own pioneering research. A must-read for anyone wondering what can be done for this dreaded disease, whether for themselves, a loved one, for a patient. So get it. The End of Alzheimer's is the book by Dr. Dale Bredesen. And Ron, yes, indeed, it is a burgeoning epidemic, but I believe it is a lifestyle choice and you can unchoose it. We have seen people, we have looked at case reports of people who have gotten better with changes in diet, the removal of gluten, the removal of infection, the repletion of micronutrient deficiencies, but ultimately the change in glucose and in insulin resistance by making more cells sensitive to insulin, by providing the brain with ketones for fuel rather than glucose. This can help reverse what is called Alzheimer's disease, aka we call insulin resistance of the brain, type 3 diabetes. We can remove this scourge. We can wipe out all of this. So, healthier nation, by getting rid of all the sugar and carbs, refined carbs, the processed food, all of that stuff. Eating whole, unprocessed food the way it's found in nature, by eating more in a lower carbohydrate fashion, the way our bodies were designed to receive it, we can get rid of obesity and diabetes, called diabesity. We can get rid of Alzheimer's disease. So the science is here. Should we choose to follow it? All the information is here. And what is so great being a nutritionist in this field is you control completely whether you get these diseases or not by changing what you put in that pie hole. You know, the mouth on your face, if I may say, you control everything that goes in there. And remember, food is information. The food you eat has the ability to turn genes on and off. Our genes are not our destiny. That light switch is within our fingertips. So, Ron, I want to thank you for your very, very thoughtful question. For those of you who have questions or topics of interest that you'd like to hear me discuss on this Intelligent Medicine broadcast, please email me to radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. And I want to thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In, here on Intelligent Medicine. This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.